Okay, today's daf is B'Metzia, daf Yud, and we are on Tes Amud Beis, a couple lines up from the bottom, and we started the sugya of Matfis or Tofis L'Balchov B'Makom Shechov L'Acherim. So let's review for a minute. The Mishnah had mentioned that if there is someone who is riding on an animal and he sees a Metzia and he says to his friend, oh, could you please pick that up for me? And the person picks it up and says, ha, I picked it up for myself. So then the person himself is zoche for himself. But if he says that after he gave it to the other person, then lo amar klum. Then it's meaningless because once he gives it to the other person, so then he cannot taina that it is for himself. Then we related that to the Mishnah in Maseches Peah. The Mishnah in Maseches Peah, well, we're going to relate it to the Mishnah in Peah. The Mishnah in Peah tells us that if somebody, Misha Likir Esapeah, and he says, V'amar Ezu Arezu L'ploni Ani, if someone says that this is for so-and-so Ani, Machlokes, who are we talking about here? That's going to be another Machlokes. But either way, the Mishnah has a Machlokes that if I pick up Peah for someone else, so does it work or not? Rabbi Eliezer says, Zachalo, it works. If Reuven picks it up for Shimon, then Shimon the Ani is zoche to it. And the Chachamim say, no, Shimon the Ani is not zoche to it. You have to give him to the first Ani that you find. Then, the last point we made was Ula in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Ula says that this machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in the Mishnah in Peah is only if we're talking about an Ashir. If a rich man picks up the Peah and wants to give it, wants to be zoche it for the ani, that's where there's a machlokas. Why? Because then you need two imaginary steps. Number one, you have to make the usher into an ani, and then you have to make the ani to be zoche to his friend. So it's two steps removed. Two migus, as the Gemara says. And the Gemara says we only say one, the machlokas is whether we say two migus or one migu. Rabbi Eliezer says, zachalo. Rabbi Eliezer says that yes, it works. Migu, since the ashir can make himself into an ani by being mafkir, all of his nechasim, so then that's why we treat him like an ani. And since the ani can be zochid to it himself, so then he can be zochid on behalf of his friend as well. So that is two steps of migu. And the Rabbanan would say no. You say one migu, you don't say two migus. That is Ula's explanation of the machlokas. But Ula says, if we're actually talking about an ani, if ani A picks it up for ani B, for sure it works. Because that's only one migu. And of course, we say the principle of migu, to zachi lenafshe, zachi nami lechavre. Since he could pick it up for himself, he could also pick it up for his friend. Note that in this case, the principle of migu, to zachi lenafshe, zachi nami lechavre, means he's not picking it up at all for himself. It's a separate issue which we discussed already a couple of daf ago based in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah of Shtayim Shalachos and Batalis, they're each zoche on behalf of themselves, to half of it, and therefore they're also zoche, even though it's against their will, for the other person, it's not considered as if it's on the ground. So that's not migu d'zochi l'nafshi, zochi nami l'chavrei, because this principle is where you're not being zochid at all for himself. Earlier it was. But this is the principle here. That is Ula's limitation of the machlokas. The machlokas is only about an ashir, but not an ani. So, says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman le'ula v'leima mar. What do you have to say that for? What do you have to say? It's so limited. And by the way, the stipler, if you want more on that machlokas, the stipler in Simen Yud Beis here discusses the machlokas of one migu versus two migu. V'leima mar, but says Rav Nachman to Ula, why do you have to say the machlokas is only by Ashir? V'leima mar me anilani machlokas. Why don't we say that the machlokas is also, even if it's only one migu? Meaning if Reuven, the ani, wants to pick it up for Shimon the Ani, maybe that's also a machlokas. Why? Where do you see? Why would you think that is an issue? Daha mitzia hakolaniyim etzla. Because after all, our Mishnah, when there's a mitzia on the ground, so everybody is equal in being zochet to that lost item. So everybody is considered as if they're aniyim, just like all aniyim could be zochet to peah, so too all people could be zochet to the mitziah. So our Mishnah is similar to a case where all people could be zochet. To a mitziah hakol aniyim etzla vitznan. And what does our Mishnah say? Hayerochi v'gabe behema v'roas ha-mitziah v'amar l'chaveiro t'nali, give it to me, natzla v'amar. He picks it up, and then he says, and the havamina is that he only changes his mind now. Originally, he picked it up for his friend. Reuven's on the horse. Please pick that up for me. Shimon picks it up. So we think at this stage that Shimon originally has in mind to pick it up for Reuven. But now he changes his mind and says, no, I want to keep it. So the Mishnah says, before he gives it to the person on the horse, he's allowed to keep it. Va'amar nizach isi bizachaba. So what do you mean? He's zoche to it? But our Mishnah is similar to a case of ani la'ani, because everybody has equal rights to a mitzia. And what do we see in the Mishnah? That the person who it was zoche for, the person on the horse, didn't get it. What does that mean? That sounds like migu de zochi lanafshi, zochi nelachamri, does not work. So says the Gemara, Bishlamo, may ani la'ani machlokes, this is still Rav Nachman talking to Ula, if you say like I'm suggesting, that even may ani la'ani machlokes, meaning, migu de zochi lanafshi, zochi naimin lechavre, is the machlokes, so then our Mishnah could fit in, why? Basisan mani rabbanani, because then you have an opinion that could be like our Mishnah. The Rabbanan who say that you're not zoche for one's friend. The Ela e Amrit ba'asher va'ani machlokas, but if you say the machlokas is only by two migus, by an asher for an ani, avo me ani la'ani divriya kol zachalo, but if it's all equal footing, could person A pick it up for person B, then everybody agrees that it works, but in our Mishnah, it doesn't work. Hamani lo Rabbanan v'rolo Rabbi Eliezer. So then says Rabbi Nachman to Ula, you're stuck. Because our Mishnah is like a case of me'ani lo'ani, and the Havamina is, in our Mishnah, that the first moment he picked it off the ground, he had in mind his friend on the animal. And then he changes his mind. And it shows, and the Mishnah says, that it wasn't nicknam to the person on the animal. So doesn't that show that even one migu, one does not say. So the Gemara is going to reject that in a minute. Let's just read it and then we'll go back. That's not what the case of the Mishnah is. The Mishnah's case isn't where Shimon actually picked it up for Reuben and then said, no, I want to keep it. It was that he always had himself in mind. Amar Leh says, Ula, no, masnisan to Amar Trila. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he says, I originally picked it up for myself. I didn't have you in mind at all. But in a chinami, if he would have had him in mind, then it would have worked. Because Ula could say, everybody agrees, Miku de Zachi Lanafshe, Zachi Nami Le Chavre. So again, let's go back for a minute because the Ksos has a diuk in our Mishnah, right? So what is the in the Gemara? The Gemara says that Rav Nachman suggests to Ula me'ani lo'ani is a machlokas also. Says the Ksos in Simin Reish Yud Beis Sif Dalid. Says the Ksos, commenting first on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, "What happens if somebody wants to give to tztaka or to hektish a davar shelo bala olam?" Something that's not here yet. So the Rambam has a shita that even if it's not here yet, you can't be makna davar shelo bala olam. And let's say you can't be makna davar shelo bala olam, but it's enough to be called a neder. So once it's bala olam, you have to now be makdish it. It didn't work. It wasn't kadosh b'meila. But once it's bala olam, you have to be makdish it. Says the Shulchan Aruch. This is according to the Rambam. Similar also to tztaka. There are parallels between tztaka and hektish. Imtziva adam kishehu shchiv meira va'amar kol mashe yotzi ilan zela aniyim o kol schar bayezela aniyim zachu behem aniyim. If it's a lo bala olam both by hektish and by tztaka, Shulchan Aruch writes both. So then, these aniyim or hektish gets it. Says the Ksos, quotes the machlokas between the Rush and the Rambam, and he quotes the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira Perachav Beis. Afilu bedavar shelo bala olam de'eno kadosh tzarech lekayim dvarav mishum neder mishumachi afilu omer yeh hektish ol aniyim nami tzarech lekayim dvarav. I say all of the fruit that's going to grow on my tree next year are going to go to the aniyim. Did it grow yet? I can't sell it. I can't be makna davar shelo bala olam. But once it grows, I'm going to have to give it. Mishum neder. Says the Ksos, our Gemara is a riot to the Rambam. Why is our Gemara a riot to the Rambam? Remember, what is Rav Nachman talking about when he comments to Ula? Me'ani la'ani machlokes. There's a machlokes about me'ani la'ani, meaning Shimon the ani picks it up for Reuven the ani. And what is Rabbi Elazar, what do the Chachamim say? It doesn't work, and therefore you have to give it to the first ani. Give it to the first ani. He himself is an ani. If he picked it up and we're saying it didn't work to give it to the other ani, so what should the halacha be? See, he keeps it. He's an ani himself. And what does the Mishnah say? No. Yitznenu la'ani shenimsa rishon. What is the, why? Because once I picked it up to give it to another ani, I had kavana to give it to tztaka. So then that's it. and therefore I can't keep it myself. Imken, that's exosis diuk. Imken, amayit zanetel ani anim sarishon. Rav Nachman's comment is talking about that is ani A is wants to pick it up for ani B. So if ani B doesn't get it, so what's the halacha? So Rav Lazar says you have to give it to the first ani that comes. But you're an ani, so why don't you keep it? Ah, it must be once you promise to give it to someone else. We're talking about peya, which is matnas aniim. Yizkepu huat smoke even to ani you. Elo lefimach katzav a Rambam the tzorach lekayim tvarim mishum neder. Afal gav shadayin lo kana oso. Im kein kivan sha'amar harezu leploni ani tzorach lekayim tvarim mishum neder. So this Gemara says the ksos is a raya to the Rambam. How would one get out of this raya? Right, the ksos earlier quoted the Rush that it's not you don't have to dafka be no derit once it's bala olam. So how would you get that? How would you say that? Why does the Gemara say have to give it to Ani Shanim Sarishon? So if you look in the footnotes here, it quotes from the Divrei Yechezkel, 2 points. Number one, this isn't a regular case of stuck. I decide to give stucka. This isn't even mine. It's the balabayas's, and I'm going to take that as manis aniim. This isn't a regular case where I promise to give stucka. It doesn't belong to me in the first place. So how can you say that this is a normal case like, compared to the Rambam? Kivin Dieshlo, he says, Mischayev Ademir Lachud, She'eno Nosi Mishalo Klum, Ein Zagethert Staka Klau, For Kino Der Lashir, De'ena Miro Zaklum. So this might not be an exact perfect parallel case to be a riot to the Rambam, but it is an important sheet to be aware of that we mention. Good. Just one other Ha'ara to mention in Rashi. Rashi notes on the bottom, that in the question of the Gemara, we mentioned that if it was La'ani La'ani Machlokas, we said it would fit in if you say Me'ani La'ani Machlokas, because our Mishnah would be the Rabbanan, that you say Migu Dezachi L'Nafshe, Zachi Name, you would not say Migu Dezachi L'Nafshe, Zachi Name L'Chavre. Rashi notes that our Mishnah, that the Gemara quoted before on Daf Ches, that wouldn't be parallel. Because if you're Zochet to yourself, then you for sure can be Zochet on behalf of others also with yourself. As we mentioned before, there's differences between the case of the Mishnah on Daf Beis and the Mishnah here. Okay, but either way, let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara said on the third line that we had misunderstood the Mishnah. The Mishnah does not mean where Reuven's on the behemah and Shimon is standing. It does not mean that Shimon picked it up first for Reuven and then changed his mind and wants to keep it himself. It means that Shimon picked it up for himself. Period. And this also makes sense, says the Gemara now, with the language. Diktani Seifa, because what does the next line of the Mishnah say? What does the Seifa say? If after he gives it to Reuven on the animal, he says, oh, I want to be Zochet, I was Zochet Tchila, then it's too late. Too late once he gives it. So tchilat b'seifa lamali. What do you have to say the word tchila in the second line of the Mishnah? Pshita avagat lomar tchila tchila kamar. He's obviously saying I was zocheit before I gave it to you. It doesn't mean once he gave it to him, oh, I want it back. It obviously means tchila. So why does the second half of the Mishnah have to even say the word tchila? Elolav hakamash malan reisha da amar tchila. It must be to teach me to be megale that the reisha is also talking about tchila. That he's saying originally I picked it up for myself. So this is all Ula's defense and answer to Rav Nachman. What would Rav Nachman do with that diuk of the Mishnah? Doesn't the extra word tchila support Ula? Says Rav Nachman, no. Ve'idach tana seifa ligiluye areisha. No, the Seifa is being megala that the Reisha is a different case. Seifa da'amar t'chila, Reisha da'amar t'chila. As the Gemara often says, right, when the Seifa is coming to be megala exactly to be the parallel to the Reisha case, or to be in contrast. Period, end of that section. Next. Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda, Darmi Travayu. Hamagbiya, remember, the first two prakim here in Bav Metzia are all about different areas of Metzia. The first parak, the first 20 blot, are about the issues of Metzia and people fighting over it and wondering whose it is and you're not sure. The second parak, as we know, is about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So, says the Gemara, now Hamagbiya Metzia l'chaveiro lo kana chaveiro. If I pick up a Metzia for my friend, it's not nikdeh. I can pick it up for myself. But if I pick it up for my friend, lo kana chaveiro. My time a why? Havi tofes l'balchov b'makom shechov l'acherim. Because I am literally grabbing it for a balcho, for someone. B'makam shechav l'achirim. What is it? What chav l'achirim means it negatively affects others. So this negatively affects others because many other people out there can pick this up. I'm picking it up for someone else that I'm not allowed to do. I'm allowed to be cause somebody else a negative effect monetarily. I picked up the metziah, that's not a problem. But picking it up on behalf of someone else is not allowed. Maybe it's not allowed. Havi tov is the balchov b'makam shechov l'acherim, v'hatov is the balchov b'makam shechov l'acherim, lo kana. If somebody tries to grab something on behalf of someone else, lo kana, it does not work. Major machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi here says, you know why it doesn't work? Because he didn't make you a shliach. If he would have made you a shliach, well, that's a shas principle. Shlucho shaladim kamoso. Of course that would work. If I tell you, you know, go pick that up for me. Of course, find me a metziah. But here, he didn't make him a shliach. And that's why it's not going to work. Because if he didn't make it, Rashi says, lo kana, kidamar biksubis, about two-thirds of the way down, de lav kol kemine, lios kofetz me'elav, v'chav le'elu. You don't have that right. Me'acha shalo aso, oso hanoshe shliach litfos. Because you didn't make this, he didn't make you, this malve did not make you a shliach to grab it, this creditor. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says, no, Tofis Lavalchov, Tosfos. Masha Pirish Rashi. Not exactly sure why, maybe someone else out there knows why sometimes, once in a while, Tosfos says Rashi, and most of the time he says Kuntris. Is there, must be a theses written on the difference between when Tosfos says Rashi and when Tosfos says Kuntris. Okay, and then maybe a different Masechtis. I'm not sure. Anyway, says Tosfos, Mashapirish Rashi Mishum Delo Aso Shliach, Ein Nira. Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Ksubis, which we're not going to go into now, a Gemara in Ksubis which seems to say, even if you make them a Shliach, still, Tofis Labacho B'Makam Shechov L'Acherim. We saw back in Baba Kama that there are limitations even to Shlichus. Some things you can't make a Shliach on. So for example, we'll have on Amid Beis, Be'ez Hashem, Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera. I can't make a Shliach to do an Avera. But we had back on Daf Ayin in Baba Kama, we have the sugya of Harsha'a. We have the sugya of, how about going to stand in court in my stead? Tove'a taina for me. So that's a question in the Amoraim and the Rishonim, whether that's subject to Shlichus. So here Tosfos says, you cannot, even with a Shliach, it does not work. And the Rosh says, Beferish in Gittin, where the sugya comes up in the first parak on Daf Yud Aleph, the Rosh says that you do not apply the principle of a shlichus here. It does not work because is makom shechav, bimakom shechav la'achirim. Which you have to figure out then, but what do you mean? I can make a shliach to buy something for me. Isn't that also chav la'achirim? Unless you say somebody else could buy it. I can make a shliach to do a lot of things. But here, to go pick something up off the street, where there are other bali chovas that could get it, that is limited. That does not work. The Tosfos asks on Rashi, one of the questions, Tosfos here is very short, but elsewhere in Gittim, where he asks on Rashi, he says, but wait a minute, don't we hold, major Shas topic, Zechiah is mitam shlichus anyway. So what difference does it make, Rashi, if he didn't appoint him a shliach? Isn't Zechiah mitam shlichus? Aren't those two halachic mechanisms related? And because of that question, that's why, again, this is a major topic, the Ksos in Simen Kuf Hei says, even if you want to say Zechiah and Shlichus are related, they're not exactly the same thing. We know that the Machlokas we've shown him, Zechiah mitam Shlichus or Lav mitam Shlichus? Or Shliach, I appoint a Shliach to do something for me. Zechiah, there was no appointment, but I want to be Zocha on behalf of someone else without being appointed. So are those two topics related? So that's a machlokas we've shown him. Zechiah mitam shlichus, lav mitam shlichus. Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ran on the one hand, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rif on the other hand. Machlokas we've shown him. But what's fascinating when we look in the Achronim is how far are those shitos really? So the Ksos goes on in that topic. The Ksos in Simen Kuf Hei writes, even if you say Zechiah is mitam shlichus, doesn't really mean it. They're not exactly the same. They are parallel to each other. Zechiah mitam shlichus means just like Zechiah works, just like shlichus works, so too Zechiah works. But it doesn't mean they're exactly the same. And that's how Rashi could defend himself from Tosfos. But what do you mean? What difference does it make? You're telling me, oh, he didn't appoint a shliach. Even if he didn't appoint a shliach, Zechiah mitam shlichus, so Rashi would answer, no, they're not exactly parallel. Either way, that's one of the topics that come up here. One other interesting note to mention, and that is the Noda de Yehuda. Noda Yehuda has a well-known shita in the world of Maseches Gittin. The Noda Yehuda says, even though we know on a Daraisa level a man could divorce his wife Bal Karcho before Rabbeinu Gershom could divorce his wife against her will, but not Al Yedei Shliach. That's the Noda Yehuda's Chiddush. Gerushin Bal Karcho only works with a Baal himself. It does not work with a Shliach. That's what he says in Simin Beis, Evan Ezra Simin Beis, in the first chelik of the Noda Yehuda. Ubaze amarti din chadash, mashalo nizkar adayin bishum posek. Nobody mentions this. The afilu kodem chayir Rabbeinu Gershom uladina de Gemara, even before Rabbeinu Gershom, the megarish adam ishto bakarcha, where a person could divorce his wife against her will, mikol makom al yedei shliach iefshel legarish bakarcha. Why? The iefshel l'shabuye shliach lachov l'haisha. Because you can't make a shliach to create something negative for someone else. Just like the Rush, he quotes the Tosas and the Rush. Tosas and the Rush who say, the Rush in the beginning of Gittin, that Tofis l'bachov b'makom shachov l'achirim, why? You can't make a shliach where it's b'makom shachov l'achirim. So to give a get against a woman's will, there's no greater chov than that. She doesn't want it. So according to Tosas and the Rush, it would not work. Only the Baal himself could do it. That's a din d'araisa. Lefize havi shliach legarish kamo shliach lekadesh. Ukeshem shel shliach lekadesh e efshar lashliach ligmar hadavar b'li ritzon ha'isha. Ken gabi shliach legarish ein biyad hashliach ligmar hadavar b'li ritzon ha'isha. V'chulu. That's the chiddush gadol of the Noda Yehuda. All the later achronim discussed this Noda Yehuda over the last 200 years. But one should be aware. Noda Yehuda has a couple of big chiddushim in Gittin, if you're a member. A gerushin in front of a bezdin, gerushin here, bal karcha, aide shliach, couple of shitas. Okay, let's continue. So, the Gemara just said, in the name of Renachman and Rav Chisda, that if I pick up a mitzia for my friend, it does not work because I cannot be tofes b'makom shechov l'achirim. So is that really true? Eisvei Rav or Rav Nachman. Back to the Gemara. Rav asks Rav Nachman, 1 minute, mitzias poel la'atzmo. What if a worker finds something? Worker finds something, so then he is able to keep it. He's on the job and he finds it. B'med var mamurim, b'zman sha'amar lo ba'la bayis nachish imi hayom, ador imi hayom. The worker could only keep it if the Baal HaBayis had told him specific jobs to do. Please weed for me today, or hoe for me today. He limits specifically what he asks him to do, so then anything else the poel does doesn't go automatically to the Baal HaBayis. Aval omar lo asei imi malacha hayom, mitziyaso shabal HaBayis hu. But if he says, do work for me, then even finding things is work. And therefore, it would go to the Baal HaBayis. If the poel picks it up and he has general instructions or work, it goes to the Baal HaBayis. Question mark for 1 minute. I thought, if you pick it up for someone else, it doesn't work. And here the poel is picking it up for the Baal HaBayis and it works. Answers the Gemara, no, wait a minute. Amar le, shiny poel, diyado kiyad Baal HaBayisu. No, you can't compare two strangers to a worker. A poel is an extension of the Baal HaBayis, shiny poel the yadokiyad Baal HaBayisu, and therefore it would not be comparable to the regular case of Topis Labal Chov b'makom shechov la'achirim. Again, there's a lot coming up, but let's just stop there for a minute. Rashi says here, though, we do deduct the, let's say he took 2 minutes out of his time for work to go pick up the mitziah. We would deduct the wages for those 2 minutes. Because if he's able to keep the mitzvah for himself, but he's ripping off the guy 2 minutes. So that's why Rashi says, we take a step back, we can't even fathom this bizman hazeh. The 2 minutes that it takes to pick up the mitzvah, but if you look in the Gemara, there are halachas about every single moment that a poel is working, it belongs to the Baal HaBayis. Remember the Gemara in Brachas that says, you could skip the fourth bracha of benching, because you have to get back to your job. I love that. Well, every now, why is it different now? A, it's different because the employers understands that the employee is not going to be working every second. And he knows he's going to be surfing around, doing some shopping a little bit between clients. And he knows, I'm not saying that's the best thing to do, but mi'ikar hadin, if the agreement is that when you're here, you are working for me, then one has to be very careful. Right? We've got to remember the words of the Rambam. Which words of the Rambam? The Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchas Chirus, where the Rambam talks about how careful a worker has to be. Says the Rambam, V'chein la'avod b'chol kocha. I'm sorry, let's just go back a line. He says, Elachayev l'daktik al atzmo bizman. A worker has to be very careful in his time. Shari hikpidu chachamim al bracha revias shal berchas hamazon shal yivarech osa. That's the raya. You can't even skip the fourth bracha of benching. V'chein chayev la'avod b'chol kocha. And you got to work with all your might. Shari Yaakov hatzadik. Unusual lashon. Yaakov the tzadik. You know, we've heard of Yosef HaTzadik, Yaakov HaTzadik, says the Rambam. Amar, he says to Lavan, Ki b'chol kochi avati esavichen. Lefichach, or he says to his wives about Lavan. Lefichach, not al schar zos af ba'olam hazeh, shenemar v'yifratz ha'ish, ma'od, ma'od. We gotta work, gotta watch out the time, we gotta watch out our koach. But that's one has to be, careful a bit related to that. The other point to mention here, regarding Poel, shiny Poel kiyad balabayasu, big chiddush. Machane Ephraim. This Machane Ephraim is well known for other reasons. But the Machane Ephraim in Shluchin in Siman Yud Bey says, what if it's a non-Jewish worker? Would a non-Jewish Poel be the same thing? Yad Poel kiyad balabayas. If it's not working through shlichus, because we just said, right, according to Tosfos and the Rosh, even if you make a shliach, it's not going to work. But a Poel is different, so maybe it could even work, even a goy. A guy that picks up the Mitzvah, even that would work, says the Machane Ephraim. And then he says, this is where he says his Chiddush, if a non-Jew allowed to pick up materials in order to build the Ma'akeh? Am I allowed to have a non-Jew build my Ma'akeh? Most construction people aren't Jewish. Most. There are plenty of people in construction, but I would say most are not in construction. So the question is, A, is a non-Jew allowed to put up my makkah if it's my mitzvah? So he says, yes. Number two, could I make a bracha on the goy's putting up the makkah? Because after, do you make a bracha at all on a makkah? Assuming you make a bracha on a makkah, so can you make a bracha on a goy's putting up a makkah? So that is the Machane Ephraim's chiddush, yes. Because the mitzvah is result-oriented, not maisa. It's about getting it done. It's just like he says, tevilas kelim. Tefilas kelim, as long as you know, let's say there's a katan in front of you. Could a five-year-old take the kli and put it under the water? If you see it goes totally under the water. So it's result-oriented. You did the mitzvah. It's not about the maisa tevila. It's about the result. And therefore the Machane Ephraim says, you can even make a brach on it. The same piece where he's talking about a poel, a non-Jew, picking it up, because it's about the results. Your extension. So he says, V'oda inir tamacher lomer diyochel avarechala. V'yafal pisha goyo seyo v'ein shlichus l'goy. Ha'animili b'midi d'boi shlichus. Well, you need shlichus. Avo b'midi d'lo boi shlichus. U'b'lav hachi. If my friend came over and put up a fence for me. The mitzvah's done. I don't have any more mitzvah. So then, ariz ha'shapir kinami ha'seyo goy chashav kilu ha'seyo Yisrael. It's as if a Yisrael did it. And therefore, you could even make the bracha. The Magen Avraham uses this Machane Ephraim. It was about 100 years, I think, after the Machane Ephraim, 1600s, 1500s. Magen Avraham says by Halakas Neiris. Magen Avraham has a chiddush. We might not pass it by like this Machane Ephraim. The Magen Avraham extends it. The Magen Avraham says, Rahman, let's say it's after Shkia. A woman didn't light candles yet. Something crazy happened and the candles weren't lit. So what does she do? She obviously cannot light the candles. Right, it's Ben Hashmashes. Could she get a guy light candles for her? So we pass it, yes. Amir La Akum. The Ben Hashmashos is mutter. Could a woman make a bracha on the guy's lighting the candles? So that's the Magen Avraham's chiddush. Based on this Machane Ephraim, just like the Machane Ephraim says it by Makeh, the Magen Avraham says it by Halakas Neiris. That's a chiddush agabe chiddush. But either way, it's in the same piece as he talks about Ar Gemar. That's the first thing he says here in Ar Gemar. Reish per kama de Betzia. That's how he starts off that piece, talking about a poel being an extension of a Baal HaBayis, and even a non-Jewish poel, that's the chiddush of the Machane Ephraim. Just one other ha'ara, the Rishonim say here, the case must be talking about a situation where there's no kinyan chatzar automatically. Like, if the employer says to the worker, just hoe for me, but if it's on the Baal HaBayis' property, then it's a kinyan chatzar for the Baal HaBayis anyway. So it must be a case where it's not shamur, there's no fence around, it's something that it's not a kinyan chatzar that would work automatically. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute! How could you say that Paul is an extension? Paul yochel lachzer ba'afilu b'chatzi yom. Can a Paul just quit in the middle of the day? The Gemara says yes. Amar le kol kama delo adarbe kiyad balabayisu. Yes, he can quit, but as long as he didn't quit, he is kiyad balabayis. Ki hadarbe time achrinu. There's a separate reason why we say he is allowed to quit. Tichziv, because the pasuk says at the end of Vayikra, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadayhem, v'lo avadim la avadim. Because Hashem says, b'nei Yisrael are my servants. They can't be servants to servants. If a person would not be able to get out of his avdus, that would be a servant to a servant. And that's why the poel has to be able to get out of it, even though when he is in it, he is considered an extension of the Baal HaBayis. Tosis points out, obviously this is not arguing on the Din D'oraisa. There are certain avadim that cannot get out of it, right? An Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri has to be there for 6 years. And, you know, he can't, and then once he's near Tzah, he has to wait till Yovel. But, says Tosfos, excluding that, because that is different. Tosfos also says, in Tosfos, ki li, nira li, dimikol mako muter la adam lahaskir atzmo. And also, number one, Eved Ivri is a different type of case. And number two, you could be a worker. Even though everything you get is an extension of the Baal HaBayis, that's not a violation of avadai heim v'lo avadim l'avadim. Tosfos, muter la adam lahaskir atzmo, didafke Eved Ivri, she'eno yochol lachzer bo, ve'eno yotze kodem zmanu ala bishtar shichrer, over misham avadai heim. Right, but otherwise, it's not a problem to be maskir oneself. Period. Amar Rechaber Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what's the maskana? Hamagbiya metzila chavero, kana chavero. Rabbi Yochanan argues on the previous Amorayim, Rabbi Nachman Rav Chisda, I can't pick it up from my friend. V'im tomar Mishnah seinu, I, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, where he picked it up, it sounds like he can't pick it up for the person on the animal. Mishnah seinu to Amar, tsnali velo Amar zacheli. No, the Mishnah is about, he says, give it to me, meaning it's not going to be his until he gets it, not be zocheh on behalf of me. If he said, be zocheh on behalf of me, then it would work. If he says, tenali, though, then obviously he doesn't want it to work until he is zocheh to it. Relating to this sugya about being tofes, makam shechov l'acherim, is a whole group of types of tshuvas. We're just going to mention the issue. Feel free to, for everybody to do their own homework. The Chashuk HaChemin here has one application of it, saving seats. Tofes l'bal chov v'makam shechov l'acherim. Saving seats on a bus. Saving seats at a shir. Saving seats at a concert. Different types of saving seats. Does it make a difference if you're saving it for your chavrusa to learn on the bus? Does it make a difference whether the person paid for it or not? Because now he's a bal chov, now he's a creditor. If you see him pay on the front of the bus and you're in the back of the bus and there are 8 people in front of him, does it make a difference if he already paid? Because now he's also a bal chov, now he's owed it. Or no, what do you say not? What if it's a child who needs to save a seat for an adult that he knows? Does that make a difference? Maybe that's more of an extension of himself than stam a stranger. These are all cases that are discussed in the poskim. But it starts here. We paskin, tovis b'chol b'chol b'chol, we paskin like tosis in the rush. Even if you make him a shliach. Right? Even if you make him a shliach, it doesn't work. Lo kana. But anyway, this is, the Chashuk HaChemed has different discussions here. How one does it? B'Shabbes Shuva k'Shaharav Doresh Hayemuter LaShaves Al Makom Shel Acher. Then in Yonah Diyoma, he says, "By the way, let me ask you this question: are you allowed to sit in somebody else's assigned seat Shabbes Shuva? Because it's his Makom Kavua, but it's Makom Kavua for davening. Today might be different." He says, "Mutter." Me'acher debeis haknesas miyuad oz l'rabim habayim mikomos shonim va'akones shakones amakom lo lizman zekanahu. This isn't this person's seat for Shabbos Shuvah. It's a seat in general. Especially if the gabbai makes the announcement beforehand, first come, first serve, and that would work. That's our Shabbos Shuvah connection. Okay. Chashuk Echemed. Chashuk Echemed. Yes. Weiter. Masisan, says the Mishnah. Tosis here discusses, by the way, just in terms of what Rabbi Yochanan holds in general. Other Gemaras seem to have a steer with Rabbi Yochanan, but that's not for now. Says the Mishnah, Ra'as HaMetziah B'Nafal Alecha. So we know this Mishnah already. How do we know this Mishnah? Tosis quoted it back on Daf Beis. Remember Tosis on Daf Beis that spoke about the issue of Habata Behefker. Could you be kona anything by looking at it? You see it down the block, ah, it's mine, I got it. Right, we said that doesn't work. Habata Behefker is Lokana. The Hava Mina that it might be kona, we mentioned then, Hefker might be easier or harder. Ironically, but Tosis quoted this Mishnah. Ross, I'm at sea of Anafalaleha. I see him at sea on the ground and I dive on it. Uba achav hechzikwa. And as I dive on it, somebody comes and grabs it out from under me. Zeshe hechzikba zachava. So the person who grabbed it from under me, he's zoche to it. And the Rishinim Kubetza says, and he did a kinyan abba on it. He did a kinyan on it. He didn't still have it on the ground. He is zoche to it. So, we are going to relate back to our Mishnah. This daf, Metziah Daf Yud, is one of the major dafim. We didn't mention above Metziah in terms of Shas Bamitzia topics. We've already had one. Tovis Labalchov. We had two. Po El Kiyad Balabayas. This is number three now. Kinyan Daladamas. Number four. Shlich Devar Aveira is coming up. Number five. Kinyan Yad, Chatzer, Shlichus. All that relationship. It's jam-packed right here on Daf Yud. Anyway, so now we're up to the next one. Arba Amo Shaladam Konos Lo B'chol Makom. Rish Lakish says, there's something called a Kinyan Daladamos. The Rabbanan made up a Kinyan. We know Mida Orai said there were a number of Kinyanim, as discussed in the Mishnah in Kiddushin. The Rabbana made up a new Kinyan. Anything within four amos of me is mine. My time atakini Rabbanan to lo asil in suye. We want to prevent fights. If something is sitting 2 inches away from me, even though I'm not holding it, it's mine. It's in my Rishus, Kinyan Dalet Amos. Rov Achronim, and Rishonim, I should say Rishonim. Big discussion in the Rishonim, but most assume, even though the mechanism might be Durabanan, it doesn't mean that the result is Durabanan. If a get is within Dalet Amos of an Isha, it might be hers, but that doesn't mean she's only divorced on a Durabanan level. The mechanism could be Durabanan, even though the Chalos is Daraisa. According to the version of the Rambam, that Kiddusha Kesef is Durabanan, Midevrei Sofrim, that doesn't mean that a woman is only married Midurabanan. Right? The mechanism is created by the Rabbana, but the effect could be Daraisa. Kinyan Chalipin is learned out from a Pasuk in Megillas Rus. Right? It doesn't, we had that a couple of days ago. It doesn't mean that it's Durabanan, Divrei Kabbalah. It still can have effect even on a Daraisa. So that's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Dalet Amos works. Amar Abaya, Mosef Reb Chiya Bar Yosef Peya. Amar Ava, Mosef Reb Yaakov Mar Idi Nezikin. So two kashas we're going to ask on Reish Lakish. One from Meseches Peya, and one from Meseches Nezikin, our Mishnah. Amar Abaya, Mosef Reb Chiya Bar Yosef Peya. First, let's do Peya. Baruch Hashem, second Mishnah of Peya. Peya is a great Masechta. There's no Bavli on it, but enough Mishnayos throughout the Bavli from Peya are quoted. But it's a very, very lumdish, all the Matnes Aniyim. Peya, Lecha, Shichcha, it's all discussed in Peya. So here we go. Natal mixas Peya v'zorek al ashar. There's an Ani that's taking Peya. So he starts taking Peya, but he wants to make sure that nobody else takes the rest of Peya. So he takes some of the fruit that he just gathered, throws it onto the other fruit that's down the row. Ein lo baklum, he loses everything. Loses everything. The Rishonim say it's a knas. Not only do you not prevent others from taking what you covered, you even lose what you threw. Nafa lo aleha, pibras taliso aleha, and if you jump on it or throw your shirt on it, ma'avir no sohemena, then we even take it away from you. V'chein ba'omer shichacha, and the same thing by shichacha, right, where you forget a bundle. But 1 minute, vi, amrit arba amos shal adam konos lo b'chol makom, but if you say, there's a kinyan dalet amos, niknu le arba amos di day. So what is it? Forget the fact that he threw his stuff. It's in with the dalet amos. Answer, hacha b'maya skinan, delo amar akni. No, he didn't say it should work. She didn't say anything about a kinyan. Said the rabbi, tikkun rabbanan ki lo amar mayhavi. Once the rabbanan said it works. He doesn't have to say anything. Answer, kivan dinafil galidaite dibinefila nichale dinikne barba amos lo nichale dinikne. No, the fact that he threw himself or his garment on it means that he's not taking the choice of kinyan dalet amos. He's trying to be koneh in a different way, and that different way does not work. Right? Similar to what we said before. Right? The Mishnah. He fell on it. Because he fell on it, he's showing, actually, we're going to get to that in the Gemara. We've already explained that, but that is number one. Just even before we turn over, we can turn over, it can count for Amid Beis. Generally, the Kinyan Dalet Amos, there is a big lumdish question how exactly that works. The Rabbanan say everything within Dalet Amos is mine. Does that mean that they made these Dalet Amos my Rishus? Is that really what it means? And we'll have to see, is this Rishus HaRabim? Is this Simta? Is this Sidi Rishus HaRabim? Is that what they said? Or no, this is whoever's Rishus. The Takana was that everything within this Dalet Amos is mine. It doesn't mean that the Dalet Amos is my Rishus. It just means that whatever is in here, it is mine. And there's different Lashonos. The Ritva uses the Lashon. The main formulations of this are in Mesechas Gittin on Daf Ayin Ches. The Ritva says it's the Kedin Chatzer. It's a din. The Rabbanan gave these Dalet Amos like your Chatzer. Well, the Ramban did not say. The Ramban never uses the Lashon of Chatzer. And the Avni Miluim in Simin Lamed contrasts these two Lashonos. He already picks up on it. Is it that these Dalet Amos are considered my Rishus now? Or no, it is, everything in this Dalet Amos is mine. but it's not actually my rishus. And there are many nafgaminas to that issue. Again, we're not going to go through it. The pre-motion, Simen Tezvav, of his Sefer on Kinyanim, discusses various nafgaminas related to this. Does Kinyan Dalai Lama's work even if I'm not stopped? What if I'm walking? I'm walking. Does Kinyan Dalai Lama's work? If I never stop, it's within my Dalai Lama's for a few seconds. So if it's my rishus, so then maybe it only is if I stop. If it works, me din chatzir. You don't have a chatzir mahalachas. Masha'en kein, if it's just, no, everything is, anything within these four are yours. Does it make a difference if the item was there before me or not? The Gemara is going to talk about that. Again, there's another distinction. Again, there's a lot here, but that's related to Kinyan Dalai Lama's. Okay, that is one answer, though. What the difference is, how to answer the question from the Mishnah in Peah. Over there, he didn't want to go down the path of Dalai Lama's. Second answer, Rav Papa Amar, Ki takina le Rabbanan arba amos ba'alma. When did the Rabbanan give you the Kinyan Dalai Lama's ba'alma? Right, this Girsa, the Gra says that it's the other Girsa, is also possible, but when did the Rabbanan say, in general, what's ba'alma? Rashi says, could go in simta, in an alleyway, shu rishus l'chaladam. When do we say there's a Kinyan Dalai Lama's? It is an equal area rishus. But in a private rishus, there's no Kinyan Dalai Lama's in somebody else's rishus. But in even though you're an ani, so you get to take peah, but still, ki zakhle rachmana la luche bavle nekute peah. You have rishus to go there and take peah. Lemevi chatzera lo zakhle rachmana. But to make it your chatzer, that sounds like the ritva type of lashon that we just mentioned. You don't have rishus. The Torah didn't give you schus, and therefore those are the two answers to the Mishnah in Peah. So now we said we're going to ask Amar Reish Lakish from the Mishnah in Peah and from the Mishnah here. So now Rava asks from the Mishnah here. Amar Rava Mosiv Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Nezikin Ruatz Amitzia Our Mishnah V'Nafalo Aleihu Ba'achav Echzikba. Person falls on a mitzvah, but then somebody else comes and grabs it from under him. But if you say Dalet Amos works, niknu le Dalet Amos didei. So why in our Mishnah is he not zocha it? Answer, same type of shakla v'tarya. Well, he didn't say anything. What do you mean? Once the Rabbanan were mesakim, why should he have to say anything? Answer, kivan de nafalale gali daite de menefila nichale de nikne ba'arba amos lo nichale de nikne. No, since he fell on it, he's saying that he doesn't want to go through, use the mechanism of dalet amos. One answer, and so to here there's a second answer. Rav Sheshes amar kita kini rabbanon besimta de lo dachki rabim. Beforehand we said, there's no dalet amos in a rishus hayachid. Somebody else's rishus. Now we're having another limit. It's only by a simta where it's not jam-packed. It's not jam-packed with people. So then you could say, okay, the Rabbanan would give you Dalet Amos. Birushus harabim, dekadachi rabim, lo takini Rabbanan. But where it's packed, the Rabbanan aren't going to give you Dalet Amos there. Every second there's going to be five people in your Dalet Amos. So we can know the Rabbanan never said it there, and therefore that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Says the Gemara, v'habachal makom kamar. But doesn't Reish Lakish's Lashon say, Dalet Amos konis b'chal makom? But it doesn't mean a full Rishus Arabim. Interesting question that Amukah Yosef here discusses. What do we need many kinyanim for? For example, Mishicha in a simta. You could be kone by pulling an animal in an alleyway. Says elsewhere. Just Kinyan Dalai Lama's works anyway. What do you need Mishicha for? Or other kinyanim? So Amukah Yosef right here says, well, maybe it makes a difference what was there first. Whether the kli was there first or the person was there first. If I'm there first, I make this my Dalet Amos. Then something comes into my rishus. If the kli is there first, maybe it wouldn't work. Maybe that in that case, you would need Mashicha. But that's a machlokas rishonim, which might relate to the chakira we mentioned earlier. Is Kinyan Dalet Amos mamish, it's my chatzer? Or it is just that I'm allowed to take the items. Fine. But that was all one statement of Reish Lakish. Now we get to the second statement of Reish Lakish, which we start with this time today, and we continue next time. A katana has no chatzer, meaning, Rashi says, even if a man could divorce a katana by giving it to her, but putting it into her chatzer, doesn't work. A katana cannot be divorced through a kinyan chatzer. And also the Rabbanan and Warren Misakin Dalet Amos for her. Reb Yochanan, Mishum Reb Yanai, Amar Yishlo Chatzar, Yishlo Dalet Amos. Yes, she does have Dalet Amos, she does have Chatzar. But my Kamivagis, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas of this Machlokas? Mar Savar Chatzar Mishum Yada Isra'boy. Reb Yochanan says that why does Chatzar work? My yard, is that an extension of me, or is that my shliach? That's the question. How does the lumdus of kinyan chatzer, is chatzer an extension of me like my yad? Mishum yad yisravoy, so then it should work. Ki hechid isla yad, the ketana has her hands, physically and halachically, so chatzer, as long as she's a bars das, she's not too young, but she's a bas das, yudas lishmor eskita, so just like she has a yad, so chatzer nami isla, so too she has chatzer, that's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And Rish Lakish says, no, Chatzer has a din of a shliach. V'chihechi, the shliach lesla, Chatzer nami lesla. And just like she can't make a shliach, because she's not considered a bas das to make a shliach, so too, she doesn't have a Chatzer. That is the machlokas between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about a Chatzer for a ketana. The Granat here, we don't have time to go into it, but the Granat here in Bamitzia, in Kuf Mem Test, discusses what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas of this Nekudas HaMachlokas. Right? The Gemara already says, is Mishum Yad, is Chatzar Mishum Yad, or is it Mishum Shliach? Well, why would Chatzar be like Yad, or why would it be like Shliach? So says the Granat discusses, well, Kinyan Yad, when I get something in my hand, why does that Kinyan work? Is it because it was placed in my hand, or because it is in my hand? Is it because a kinyan was done to me, or the result is that I'm holding it? Chatzer could only be, if yad is like, because it is in my hand, then chatzer is related to yad. If it's because it was put, is I was involved in a maisa, then chatzer would not be shayach, and that's why it would have to be a shliach, where also the shliach does the action, and not the person, the mishalech. Either way, that's the granat, kuf, mem, tes. Weiter, says the Gemara, Mi kamanda amar chatzer mishum shlichus is raboy. Could anybody say chatzer is a shliach? Vatanya, but we learned it a braisa, biyado by geneva. If it's found in his hand, he has to pay kefal. Ainli el yado. Gago chatzer of a karpifo minayin, but if it's found on his roof, chatzer of a karpifo, his yard minayin, how do we know that also he would be chayef kefal, tamalomar, he must eti matzei, mikol makom. So even chatzer, if the item is found in the chatzer, the ganav is chayev kefal. The islak adai the chatzer mishum shlichus is raboy. But if the chatzer is a shliach to the owner, im kein matzinu shliach divar avera. This chatzer is my shliach, and I'm chayev kefal for it being found in the chatzer. The kaimel anei shliach divar avera, it wouldn't work. So you have to say chatzer is yad, chatzer is not shliach. Sounds humorous, right? Usually, I mean, the Gemara is going to answer basically. How could you compare? A chatzer is not a person. But the havamina is that when you look at it in purely halachic terms, if chatzer is like a shliach, then just like we have a principle of ein shliach l'dvar avera, so the whole mechanism of shlichus shouldn't work in the world of geneva. Generalize it like that, and the Gemara answer is no. Come on. Amar Ravina, two answers. Answer number one: Heicha Amrinan de'in Shliach Levar Aveira. When do we say in Shliach Levar Aveira? Heicha the Shliach Bar Chiyuvahu. Where the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva, that's why we say in Shliach Levar Aveira, because we say what? He gets the Aveira, and not the Mishaleach. Avol bechatzer de la Bar Chiyuvahu mechayiv sholcho. But where the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, it's an inanimate object, so then the Mishaleach is going to get it. That line is already taking an approach on in Shliach Levar Aveira. We mentioned in the past, is Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira because the other guy's chayiv? Because he did it, he should be chayiv. Or, I didn't do it, so I should be putter. What's the focus? So this is saying, well, he's not chayiv, and therefore I'm going to be chayiv. So that's one answer, says Ravina. Right? He's not a bar chiyuva. Elamayata, homer li'isha ve'eved. But 1 second. So if a man tells a woman or an eved, tzu ganvuli, steal from me, dela b'nei chiyuva ninu, because they're not b'nei chiyuva. Rashi adds in one word, l'shalem. They're not going to end up paying. Of course, it's usser, but they're not going to end up paying. Hachanami de mechayev sholchan. You want to say there, if a woman steals from me, if my wife steals from me, I'm gonna be chayev. So the Gemara says, no. Wait. Amart isha v'eved b'nei chayuva nu. They are b'nei chayuva, right? V'hashtemias les lulishlume. We had in the Mishnah in Baba Kama. Right now, they don't have their own bank account. But they are b'nei chayuva. It's not as the Mishnah there said on Pezayin, nizgarsha ha'isha nishtachre ha'eved chayav and l'shalem. Right? Once the woman gets divorced, the eved gets free, they have to pay. They did a ma'isa aveira. The payment is just delayed. So that's not a kasha. But either way, number one, Ravina says, ein shlich l'dar aveira is only when the shliach is a bar chayuva. Next, Rav Sama Amar, different chiluk. Hecha amrin ein shliach l'dar aveira, hecha divay avid vibay lo avid. When do you say ein shliach l'dar aveira? When the shliach has a choice what to do. Aval chatzer, the bal karche moseba, the inanimate object of chatzer has no choice. It's put into the chatzer. Mechayev sholcho. So then, if the shliach has no bechira chavshis, then again the mishleach is going to be chayev. Two limitations. My benayu, what's the nafkamina between these two approaches? Ike benayu, kohen da'amar le'li Yisrael, say the kaddish li'isha grusha. A kohen says to Yisrael, be mikadesh a divorcee for me. The Yisrael himself can marry a divorced woman, just the kohen, the mishleach, can't. Rashi adds in, umishas kiddushin over mishum lo yikachu. Ooh. That's an important shita, right? That's what this Gemara sounds like. And the Isser of Kohen Lagrusha is at the time of the marriage. You don't even need the Bia, Rashi says. This relates to the end of Kedushin Sugya. Inami, so either way, what's the Nafgamina? A Kohen that tells the Yisrael, go marry me a Grusha. Inami, Ishta Amrla Isha Akvi Likatan. Or a man who tells a woman, go cut off the payas of a katan. A woman is not included in Bal Takif. So the Gemara explicates, Lahach Lishna de Omar, Kol Echad Iboy Yavid Iboy Lo Avid Lo Machayev Shochel, according to the second approach, that a Shliach needs to have a choice, Hachanami Iboy Yavid Iboy Lo Avid Lo Machayev Shochel. So here too, the Shlichim have a choice. So you would say the principle of Ein Shliach Levar Avera. Lahach Lishna de Amrit, Kol Echad the Shliach La Bar Chiyuva, Machayev Shochel. But if you say the issue is only if it's a Bar Chiyuva, but if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, the mishaleach will be chayiv. So chahaninami kiva delav nechiyuva ninu mechayiv shalchan. So here in these cases, the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, and therefore the mishaleach would be chayiv in these cases. The Sefer Chasidim and the footnotes in Tafreis Sadi Beis and Rav Margolis, who writes the footnotes, he quotes this gemara as one of the gemaras that prove that when a katan does an avera, it is a ma'isa avera, just a p'tur tashlumin. Because here, akfili katan, so it's fine, the woman's not doing it, but it's called an avera. Right? That is a separate question. When a katan does something, is it a ma'isa avera with a p'tur onshin or not even a ma'isa avera? So again, we also added the end of Baba Kama. One of the Amoraim was made to pay when he got older for all the things he broke when he was a child. So again, this Gemara also put it on the list that it is still considered a ma'isa avera. Unless you say, no, it's the avera of a gadol, because the gadol is still cutting off the pace. Either way. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Umi Ika, by the Hashem. We'll continue next time as we continue in this jam-packed dafim of Bamasiya. Again, over the next couple of weeks, it's going to be a little choppy with a yantif from the new cycle, the old cycle, but Hashem, we'll get each daf up. Okay, we'll stop here.